And I'll tell you something to encourage you. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1 is the verse we read. Follow me, be imitators of me as I follow Christ. Now, let me tell you the word that will encourage you. To whom was this letter written? That's the thing that encouraged me. I'll tell you the type of people the Corinthians were. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians 3. This is the type of people to whom Paul is saying, follow me. I could not speak to you as to spiritual men. Is there somebody here who feels you're not spiritual? Okay, this is for you. But to men who are carnal, of flesh. Do you feel you're a bit carnal? Okay, this is for you. As to babies in Christ. Do you feel you're a spiritual baby? Brother, sister, this message is for you. Follow Paul as he followed Christ. I gave you milk to drink. That means you don't understand the deeper things of God's word that you hear in CFC. You don't understand it all and you can't explain it all. You only know Jesus died for me. I'm thankful my sins are forgiven. That's milk. That's all you know. Great. Follow Paul. It's for you, this message. You are not able to receive it. And then he goes on to say in verse 3, there's jealousy and strife among you. Are you defeated by jealousy and strife? This message is for you. Follow me, Paul says, as I follow Christ. So who is excluded? This letter was not written to some highly spiritual people. Down at your level, the word of God comes. He says to them in verse 3, last part, you're not walking like Jesus Christ, you're walking like other human beings. Does that word apply to you? That your values are the same as other human beings in the world? This message is for you, my brother, sister. Follow Paul as he followed Christ. What a challenge that is, that people who are down in the kindergarten, who are coming last in the kindergarten examination. Let's look at that. A child is in the kindergarten, that's low enough, but he's also coming last in the kindergarten examination. He can't spell C-A-T correctly. Paul says, follow me. So there's nobody excluded. And if he had written this letter to the Ephesians, we'd say, oh, that's for some spiritually minded church. They can understand. No, he wrote that to the Corinthians. Follow me as I follow Christ. I want you to take that challenge and think not of your ministry. You know, Paul did not say, be an apostle like me. Write scripture like me. Nobody's writing scripture today. Then who can follow Paul? He's not at all talking about ministry. As he follows Christ, do you think Paul could follow Christ in his ministry? No. Number one thing Christ did was die for the sins of the world. Could Paul die for the sins of the world? No. Paul never walked on water. Paul never multiplied 5 loaves into 5,000. Paul never raised a man who was dead for 3 days and buried in the grave for 4 days. No. He's talking about life. Always when it says follow me, he's talking about life, not about ministry. Nobody can follow Jesus' ministry. Nobody can turn water into wine. People who talk about that are just telling you lies. Don't listen to their stories. There's so many stories people say nowadays of people who have gone to hell for 3 days and come back, gone to heaven for 3 days and come back. It's dumb people who believe all that rubbish. There are books written on it and people make money out of it. Paul went to heaven. You read in 2 Corinthians 12. Let me show you that. Because there are so if you go to Google and search for people who have gone to heaven and come back, you'll see so many. Deception. Outright deception going on in the world and there are dumb Christians believing it. But see a man who really went to heaven. 2 Corinthians 12. He refers to himself. He doesn't even say it is him. But he talks about a man in Christ who 14 years ago, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 2, 14 years ago, he's referring to himself, and he says, I don't know whether it is in the body or out of the body, I was caught up to the third heaven. The third heaven is the immediate presence of God. The first heaven is the sun, moon and stars and the planets and all the galaxies in space, millions and billions and billions of miles. Space as we know it and as we don't know it. That's the first heaven. Beyond that is the second heaven where the devil dwells and his demons. We are told in Ephesians 6 that we battle with the spiritual forces in the heavenlies. That is in the second heaven. He was in the third heaven. They were all in the third heaven. But when they sinned, they got cast out of heaven. Not to hell, but to the second heaven. And we read in Revelation 20, one day they'll be cast down to the earth. The entire demonic group and Satan will be cast down to the earth sometime before Christ comes. You read in Revelation 12. And then in Revelation 20, from there, they'll be cast into the lake of fire. So right now they're in the second heaven. And immediately above that is the third heaven where Christ is, where the Father is, and all the saints of God are who have died, Old and New Testament saints, where Abraham is and all the great saints of the ages, and where we go if we die. So he was taken up to the third heaven, and he says, that's called paradise also in verse 4. That's where the thief went when he died. And at that time paradise was in the heart of the earth. Now it's after Christ's ascension, it's in heaven. And he says, I heard listen to this. This is the most important verse you must remember. I heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. Paul, what did you hear there? I'm not permitted to tell you. That is the man I believe really went to heaven. And all these guys you read on Google search who say they went to heaven and they tell you all details, write books about it and make money, don't believe that nonsense. If they really went to the real heaven, they would not be allowed to say what they heard. But the devil is a master deceiver. We read in 2 Corinthians 11, 14 that Satan disguises an angel of light. He can, in your imagination, take you into some place and say, this is heaven. And people believe that. And they hear so many demons speaking there who dress up like angels. It says here that Satan disguises an angel of light, verse 14. And he says, I saw angels and I heard that. And they come back and write books about what the devil and the angels fooled them about. And the worst part is there are thousands of people who buy those books and believe all these lies. We know why? Because they don't believe the Bible, the Word of God. They don't read it. Or if they read it, they don't read it carefully. So we can't follow Paul in all those things. We can't follow Jesus in his ministry. But in the life,